A new report by the state's comptroller finds that despite years of government programs, 1 million New York households still have no access to the internet, and many in rural areas have limited access to inadequate services. WXXI's Karen DeWitt has more.
Controller Tom DiNapoli says the 1 million homes without broadband represent 14% of the state's households. Many of them earn less than $20,000 a year.
There still is a digital divide, particularly in rural parts of the state and for lower income New Yorkers who don't have access or can't afford a home subscription.
Others can't get access to high-speed internet services. The report finds that many predominantly rural areas remain underserved, with either no availability of cable or fiber optic network services or access to just one company. The controller spoke at a bipartisan event in the city of Hudson in rural Columbia County. Assemblymember Dee Dee Barrett, who represents the region, says the COVID-19 pandemic-related lockdowns magnified the inequities in broadband access.
Households juggled as multiple family members suddenly tried to log on at the same time for work and for school. People hovered outside libraries and coffee houses into the wee hours just to borrow the Wi-Fi. And those struggling with emotional or mental health issues like isolation or substance abuse tried to make connections through spotty Zoom therapy and AA meetings, which is a pretty tragic image.
Existing programs have had some success. New York contracted with private companies to expand services, and the federal government has provided over 326,000 households with $50 a month subsidies to purchase internet services. But the report finds that many obstacles remain. Cable and fiber optic companies have been unwilling to install service on country roads, requiring that homeowners pay thousands of dollars to finance the hookups. Also, they say the Federal Communications Commission significantly undercounts the number of households that have access to high-speed internet. The FCC uses census data that concludes if one house on a block has high-speed internet, then all of the houses on the block have access. Assemblywoman Barrett says that's meaningless in rural areas, where a block can be miles long and contain long stretches of woods or fields between houses. DiNapoli says the state needs to craft a detailed strategy to identify exactly where the access to services are lacking and whether the people who live there need subsidies to pay for an internet service. He says the state has taken in $5 billion more in sales and income tax and other revenues than originally projected, and perhaps some of those funds could be used to increase broadband access. Senator Daphne Jordan, who represents rural regions in eastern New York, says the state can also work to eliminate barriers that make it harder for smaller internet providers to fill the gap. Utility companies like National Grid require the internet providers to pay for poles that are in disrepair. The state also charges right-of-way fees on state highways to internet service providers.
When a utility company tells them, "You can use our pole, but you need to replace it because it's in disrepair," they can't afford to do that. When the state imposes the tax on the right-of-way for fiber optic, that makes it unaffordable.
Jordan says tax credits could also be used. They say there are funds remaining in the state's portion of the COVID relief measures passed by Congress. They hope some of that money could be used for extending broadband services. Also, the House and Senate are considering a $3.5 trillion infrastructure package that includes money for broadband. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.